Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
This is Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Boom.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Hey everybody, this is Rex Williams, the medic from Destination Truth, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on liveparanormal.com.
This is True TV's haunting evidence investigator, Patrick Burns.
And Ghost Huntress author, Marley Gibson.
And you're listening to Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli.
And Michael Perry.
And we're here. Hello, we're here at the Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli and weekly at liveparanormal.com.
This is Stefan Brigati from Pacific Coast Paranormal, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. She rocks.
This is Christopher Sanders with My Ghost Story on Biography. You are listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30 Odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books, and you're listening to the Ghost Host Sophia on liveparanormal.com. Boo!
This is Nick Roth, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickRothTours.com. You are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Jeff Belanger, writer and researcher for Ghost Adventures. I'm an author, the writer, host, and producer of New England Legends, the television series, and the podcast, and I just love all things spooky, and I love that Sophia Temporelli has made it 10 years, a decade of broadcasting on LiveParanormal.com. Congratulations, that's an incredible accomplishment, and please stay spooky, Sophia.
That's right, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. Congratulations, Sophia, on over 10 years of broadcasting. That's right, a decade here on liveparanormal.com and History FM. Thank you, Rob Sarek, the site founder of Live Paranormal, for providing this format each and every week, and to all of our moderators. Thank you guys for patching us through at live events when we had no internet feed, and thank you guys for all your support over the years. Also, feel free to call into the show, 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316. If you have any questions for our guests in the chat room, make sure you make them all caps so we can distinguish from the banter going on in the chat room. And feel free to jump into the liveparanormal.com chat room. It only takes a second to sign in, get yourself an avatar, and you're part of the LP family. Hope everybody's keeping out safe out there. Today we welcome clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, claircognizant, Reiki practitioner, ordained minister, paranormal investigator, as featured on the Kennedy Mine episode of Ghost Adventures, George Shopland. George's wife, Kara, she's a Reiki master, teacher, light worker, protective and healing Julie creator. She's an ordained minister too as well. And together they founded Our Paranormal Journey. Everyone visit Facebook and Instagram, Our Paranormal Journey, as well on Twitter at G Shopland. Everyone, coming up, we have Ghost and Eerie Quad Cities author Michael McCarty returning to the show. And also on the same show next week, this is going to be on the 11th, we have Dave Schrader. He's going to be promoting, this thing's feeding back in my ear. Here we go. Yeah, Dave Schrader, he's going to be promoting the Discovery Plus special Demon in the White House. And also following that, too, as well, we have Chip Coffee and Adam Berry promoting the new Kindred Spirit season. That's going to be on the 18th. Also, Ghostorian Mike Ricksacker, he's going to be promoting his title, Alaska's Mysterious Triangle. That's going to be the first show coming out of the break. We're going to have some best of shows in between there, too, as well, during the holidays. That's going to be on the 15th of 2022. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming broadcasts. So like the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com Facebook fan page, just to learn of the guests as we learn of them real time. And also to check out the membership packages here on Live Paranormal, the site founder, Rob Sarek. He's great at rewarding the audience and the members here. So a lot of autographed books by some of your favorite paranormal authors. Also check out the vendors here on Live Paranormal. So if you're getting Grandma a mail meter for Christmas, make sure you do it with the vendors here. Also tonight on Live Paranormal, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, Beyond the Screen and Ghost Light Radio, as well as monthly Mondays right here, Chip Coffee of A&E's Paranormal State, Psychic Kids. Next week's guest as well, who's going to be promoting the new season of Kindred Spirits. He's here monthly Mondays on Live Paranormal, as well as Ben Hansen, Amy Goodwin, David M. Roundtree, Stefan Brigati, Andy and Michelle Kopic, Ken Gearhart, and many more on this network. Archive shows, if you miss anything, there's free MP4 iTunes downloads immediately following the broadcast. And tomorrow we'll be posting the archive on the regarding the iHeartRadio version 2 as well. Let me bring on the Ghost Host here. A little delay we've had here. There she is. Okay, we got you unmuted, Sophia. Congratulations on 10 years.
Thank you. I can't believe it's already been 10 years.
Yeah, and you had Dave Schrader. He's coming on next week. He's going to promote the Demon in the White House. What did he say about you the last time he was on the show?
That's a really good question. I'm not sure. I do remember him saying that you shouldn't have let me cry myself to sleep in a hallway. I remember that.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I think it was more about you than me.
But we had a ghost in the house.
I think reality TV is not usually the place to get parenting tips.
Well, it'd still be on the air if it was with anything good there. But, yeah, you just kept coming back in the room and everything. But turned out we had a ghost in the house. So that's what you were telling us. So, but tell us about your guest today, Sophia.
Today we welcome a clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, and claircognizant paranormal investigator as featured on the Kennedy Mine episode of Ghost Adventures, George Shopland. He and his wife, Cara, founded Our Paranormal Journey. Everyone make sure to visit Facebook, Instagram, Our Paranormal Journey, and Twitter at George Shopland. Let's welcome George into the show.
Trying to unmute George, too. That usually means we have a lot of people. He brought a lot with him. Hey, George, thanks for coming on.
Hey, guys, what's going on? How are you doing today, guys?
Hey, good. How are you doing? Thank you so much for coming on.
No, and absolutely. And, I have to say this, guys, my energy, and please don't take it wrong, I am a true believer. I love my life, and I always have this high energy inside the paranormal and outside the paranormal. So if you need to tell me just like, George, slow down, please. I won't take it wrong. I'll be like, yeah, you're right. I talk a lot, so I do apologize already for you guys.
No, you're good. We're happy to have you on. We can't wait to hear more about your story as an investigator and just your journey. I mean, to start off, can you tell us kind of what initially started your interest in the paranormal and kind of led you to becoming an investigator?
Absolutely, Sophia. Again, thanks for having me on, you guys. Thanks for this platform today. Just maybe touch one life or two lives or 100 lives just to help people understand that life is fun. So I got into it, you know, I was always afraid of scary movies and such, you know. I never liked watching scary movies. As far as I went with Scooby-Doo and you know, I wouldn't get scared. It was a great cartoon. But I got into it, you know, roughly over 10 years ago. And the reason being, and if you don't mind me just being brutally honest, I had cancer roughly, you know, 19 years ago, I'm sorry. And I had to go through some radiation and such. Mm-hmm. And during that time, I ended up having after radiation a couple of, and I don't want to make it about cancer, but it's just, I have to let you know how this happened to me. I had a couple of grand mal seizures after radiation. And after I had those, something happened that I couldn't explain, that I couldn't tell anybody. I couldn't tell my wife of, you know, 30 years, you know, and so what happened was I started after radiation. I had a couple of grand mal seizures, and after radiation, something was going on that I couldn't explain myself. Couldn't tell anybody because I thought people would think I'm crazy. And for me, that's where I started. Oh my gosh, I started seeing things that like I couldn't really explain. I started hearing things I couldn't explain. And this guy was never, you know, who you're talking to today was never that paranormal investigator. I was just a mm-hmm. normal guy. Well, you know, there's a normal guy that did some bass fishing and stuff, but that's how it started for me. And then one day I had to talk to my wife and said, like, you're going to think I'm crazy. Something's going on that I can't explain. I need your help. And that's for me about 19 years ago, that's where it started for me. And I didn't know anything about paranormal. I had no idea. I just had no idea. And during that time, I reached out to a few people. People were telling me, like, I went to a few classes where people that had grand mal seizures and stuff were almost identical. Like, yeah, something happens upstairs that's unexplained by doctors and stuff. They can't explain grand mal seizures. And to me, to this day, I'm able to – please don't take this wrong. I'm able to, like it's like a light switch. You know, it's not mm-hmm. always on, but it's sometimes it's off. But, you know, paranormal investigating is now – is, oh my God, I love it. I love it because I'm able to sometimes see and hear things that I can't explain. And it's always different for me, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's amazing that, you know, you kind of had that journey through, you know, health issues and just really yeah. bringing you into the paranormal. You know, the paranormal is such just an amazing space and there's so many unknowns, but the way that you're able to take, you know, this positive outlook on not only the afterlife, but, you know, your situation with cancer and yeah. move forward with it is really inspiring. And, you know, just thank you for sharing your story with that.
Absolutely. And, you know, what I'm trying to do now, and you know, is I see a lot of people in the paranormal field that, you know, I guess I'm here now to make a difference, not only on this side of the veil, but also on the other side. You know, if I can somehow, some way help any spirit, let's say, and such, on the other side of the veil to like maybe trust us more as humans, trust us. As far as we know, we could be a threat to the other side of the veil. And if I can get the people that are on the living side of the veil to understand that, you know, guys, look at, you know what, just because you hear that C word, you can't give up. You really can't lose hope in your own life. You can't give up on life. You really just need to proceed and try to just make sure that you, you know, as you're living your days to really try to make an impact to people and let it be a ripple effect. You know, that's my thing now. It's been like that for a lot of years though, you know, with Facebook and paranormal. I do on a daily basis. I try to uplift people that I see people discouraged or they're having a bad day or they're being bullied or whatever the word may be.
Mm-hmm.
And now I try to use my, you know, but you know, I'm a very spiritual person. I was brought up in a Catholic home. And my mom's from Palermo, Italy, or Sicily. I'm sorry, she'd get mad about that one. You know, but if I grew up in a Catholic side, she'd be really mad. She'd always say, Giorgio, you're not Italian. You're Sicilian. Be proud. And it's just one of those situations now. I just, on a daily basis, I try to it's a job, and it's a fun job. You know, jobs are supposed to be fun. And my job now with paranormal and also Facebook is I try to let people see the light, see the good, not mm-hmm. the bad, and concentrate on the good, not on the negative. And, you know, that's the thing that's my daily now. And it's, I'm just like everybody else. You know, if I cut my finger, I bleed. If I fall down, I get a bump on my head. Everybody's exactly the same. We're all equal in the paranormal field. We're all equal in life. And that's what we need to really accept. And people need to really just accept that, you know, hey, guys, it doesn't matter, you know, how tall you are or what type of music you listen to or whatever. You just got to go into everything you do on a daily, paranormal and outside of the paranormal, with a good heart, just a very good heart. And the opportunity for me today, from you guys, is just amazing. You know, if somebody that's never know who George Shopland is, and I don't even know who George Shopland is sometimes. You know, I wake up sometimes and I think, you know, how can I make a change today in my life or somebody else's life? So that's my thing every single day is just helping others. And for you, Sophia, to give me this opportunity is just, I'm always going to be indebted. You know, you give me this little you give me this platform today to just talk. And George mm-hmm. loves to talk. George loves to talk. So,
wow.
Well, we're very happy to have you on today. And, you know, speaking of you getting started in the paranormal, what advice would you give to someone wanting to currently start out in the field? What, you know, should they look for in gear and just, you know, kind of everything around research and everything?
Absolutely. No, that's actually a really great question. I would say this is anybody that's green, I call it green, and I hate to use that word, green in the field, they watch their very first show and or movie or whatever paranormal. They want to, you know, maybe find out answers for themselves and have you know, maybe have hope after we leave here. I would say this, and I mean this 100%. Is if you want to be a so-called paranormal investigator, there's a few things. One, don't just go out and buy a black shirt. That does not make you a paranormal investigator.
Mm-hmm.
Two, is you got to go into it with your heart. I can wear a pink shirt, yellow shirt, purple shirt. It's not about the colors of the shirt that you wear to make you a paranormal investigator. It's going into it with a good heart. It's to treat people this side and the other side with the biggest word I use in life is respect. Just respect your questions that you may ask to get the answers that you may seek. And then also to also remember that, you know, people that you see on TV. Because that being said, is you've got to do investigating your way, how you feel is the right way. There's one thing that I will say is everybody has an ability. We're all born with abilities, I think. And the biggest one, Sophia, I don't know about you, but I'm sure it's that gut feeling. And please don't take this the mm-hmm. wrong way. Is the only way that I can actually compare it to how I put this is everybody has dated somebody that they wish they didn't date. And, you know, and if I can say this the right way without it sounding rude, is after you date somebody and you go out with this person like, oh, man, I should have listened to my gut. Always listen to your gut. You know, your gut's not going to lie to you. You know, your heart's going to lie, but not your gut. And I do believe with new paranormal investigators coming into this field, which is a beautiful field, it's beautiful, is listen to your mm-hmm. gut, investigate your way, and don't think you have to copycat people from people being on TV. Do it your way, because I assure you that it's the right way. Whatever you feel is the right way to investigate, as long as you just use that one word. Just respect yourself and respect others and respect the other side of the veil. Other than that, you'll be the best paranormal investigator on this planet, just like everybody else. Everybody's equal. And I do believe that that's one thing. People are given opportunities to be on TV or whatever it may be. That's awesome. And, you know, it's awesome, to be on TV and stuff. But at the same time, don't think if you're not on TV doesn't mean that you're not just as important to being a paranormal investigator. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's great advice too. Just, you know, the paranormal field isn't an exact science. So being able to figure out, you know, what works for you, it may not mm-hmm. work for someone else who's investigating, or what someone else does may work good for you. And it's kind of just trial and error and finding what works at a specific location and what you feel comfortable doing on an investigation.
Yeah, you know, it's one, you know, like I said, Sophia, just tell me to hush if I talk just blah, blah, blah. And I just love the chat. But, you know, it for new people also, you know, some of my equipment that I use now, I fell into the trap of spending hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars on beautiful equipment, you know, bells and whistles. But now for the new investigators, mm-hmm. you know, money's tight. We're all, this world right now is kind of like, you know, we're on balance with, you know, with jobs and such like that. But I've gone to the dollar store and bought a compass, you know, and a compass for 99 cents, you know, carry a compass with you. It's one of the, it's such a go-to piece of equipment. I blindfold myself, 99 cents. You know, I carry a handheld recorder. you know, whatever it may be. But if you get a compass and you're traveling and that arrow or the pin is going to, like, fluctuate, you know, all of a sudden it just starts going crazy, that is such a great opportunity to pull out your EVP recorder, take an EVP, because I would assume, and everything that we do in the paranormal field is either opinions or assumptions. You know, we don't really have any solid evidence. But, you know, is break out the EVP recorder, take a couple of EVPs, a couple of questions, just be respectful, and take it from there. But I hate seeing people get trapped in there. I see people spending money all the time. And, you know, it's just, you know, start off very, you know, minimum. You know, spend a few dollars if you want to, or as some people may say, you know, for the new investigators, take the best thing that you have, and that's yourself. Just use you as your piece of equipment and see if there's a, you know, if you feel any pressure change when you walk around a location. That's what I do. You know, not that it's, and don't, when I say I hate the word I, but, you know, it's just an opportunity just to see what you may not even know that you have, and you may have some really great abilities that you never know about.
Absolutely. I mean, for sure, it's so important to just pay attention to how you feel on investigations. I think that's really the most important tool because, you know, when I investigate, I really like it to be freeform, not just go like room to room to room. Just I could go in an order of rooms I have set up, but that doesn't necessarily mean the activity's there at that point in time. I just kind of like to feel it out and see where I feel like there might be activity. And then if there's something there, stay. If there's not, move on and see what else is there. So I think that's really the best way to investigate is just really go based off of, you know, kind of how the energy feels at that specific point in time.
And you nailed it. You know, you totally nailed it. And, you know, I'm not the type to, please, when I say this, I always want to apologize because I don't want to sound like a jerk, but I don't want to name drop. But what you just did, what you just said is actually amazing, what you say you do, because that's exactly, I was so-called, I got to investigate with Elizabeth Saint three, four years ago, and she did exactly what you just said. Just take yourself, walk, and see if you feel anything different, you know, and just follow the energy, you know, what you feel is right, you know, and listen to your inner self. If your inner self tells you, hey, you know what, I think I'm going to go in this room, then do it. Just do it and go with it. Because now what I do now, God, I hate that word I apologize, is I'm such a team player, so I don't know how else to put it, so I apologize, is I blindfold myself. My wife and I, we investigate by ourselves. You know, we go with other people sometimes too, but, you know, I like the whole thing now is blindfolding myself, put me in a room or wherever, you know, wherever the location may be. But if you blindfold yourself, we have so many senses. You know, we have eyesight, we have hearing, we have feelings and stuff. And, you know, if you blindfold yourself and you put yourself inside a room, you know what's really great about that, if I may, it takes away one of your senses, and you can actually use your other senses and concentrate with more of hearing more than, because if you're in a dark room blindfolded, or not blindfolded, I'm sorry, Sophia, is, you know, we all do. We look around to see if there's anybody around us. You cover your eyes up, you blindfold yourself, and all of a sudden you take away that sense. Now you can concentrate and give more percentage to hearing something that you may not normally hear because you took one of your senses away. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that kind of feels along the lines of like the Estes method too, you know, being able to enhance your senses based on that sensory deprivation, kind of like Eleven and Stranger Things, and just see what you get from there.
Absolutely, Sophia. You're absolutely correct. 100% correct.
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting just those kind of differences in environment and personal, you know, just differences too, whether it's sensory deprivation or, you know, blindfolding yourself so you can't see. It's just those different variables can really change the energy and seeing what you get. And so that's really the fascinating thing about investigating is you really never know on an investigation what's going to work or what you'll get.
And you're, again, and I mean this, you're absolutely right. And that's why I love new people when they come to the field. I do believe to this day, you know, I think we all are, you know, I think we all are and such. We're all students every single day. Every single day in the paranormal field, there's absolutely, I don't like the word professional. If anybody says professional, it makes no sense to me. We're all students because every location, Sophia, like you know, you can go investigate, you know, a location and you may not, let's say you get some great evidence and all of a sudden I go there thinking, oh man, Sophia got this. I'm going to go there. And I go there and I get absolutely nothing. So it's like, you know, it's not clockwork, but it's more so like a student. And I do believe that we're all students in the field and every day is a learning. It's just a learning. We're all in class. every single time we go to a location and seeing what works. So that's my opinion on that.
Absolutely. And what advice, too, would you give to someone? I don't know if you do, but, like, do you do residential cases? And, you know, just in general, what advice would you give to someone who lives in a haunted house?
Oh, my gosh. Well, see, I've gotten in trouble for this one, but I'll go ahead and say I think we all live advice that I would give is if when it comes to, let's say, if you're talking about, like, your own household and such, investigating your own home, I do it, and I've been told I shouldn't do it. But I do it because, you know, it's something that, you know what, we don't know if a beard or whomever is at your house and you feel it's haunted. They may trust you more because you've been living in that house or wherever you live, apartment, wherever it may be. They may trust you more than anything because they've been able to live with you for days, years, months, and then you might just get an opportunity to not only help yourself by getting evidence, but help the spirit to maybe move on or maybe have something to say that he or she may have kept it inside them for many, many years. I do believe when it, you know, it's kind of like a double-edged sword, I think. You know, I investigate my home because I think, it may not be the building, as you know already. It may be the land. It could be an object that you may bring home. I mean, anything. You know, we're all built. It's all about energy. You know, I know for a fact. I've seen you on so many shows, on podcasts. You know, your energy is absolutely phenomenal. You're such a class act, and that's what I really do love about you. You're absolutely. You have so much class about you, and you know, if I may, just twist it for a second and make it about you, if you don't mind, is when I get to watch you on podcasts and you can actually see the person. You have this class. You have such class about you, and you're such a young lady, and that's what's missing sometimes on Facebook. And you know what? That's one thing I assure you, I don't know if you hear it enough, that you're just an absolutely classy young lady that is absolutely a great representative for the paranormal field, if I may say it. Hopefully that came out correctly.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that, and thank you for all your support, too. I mean, it really means a lot to my family and I. It was so great, you know, being able to actually be on a podcast with you, with Joshua Adia. It was so much fun, you know, being able to interact with you like that and just get to talk as investigators.
Yeah, no, and that's, you know, we all, you know, and thank you. And, you know, what's really fun now is I think that what's the only thing that's missing, if I can say this, is missing from the paranormal field right now is people are not having fun. And, you know, it has to be fun. And, I mean, we're all going to a little – we've all been children. We've all gotten scared watching movies. We've all gotten scared of ghosts or whatever it may be when we're a child. Like, don't look under your bed. I still, to this day, will not hang my feet out of my bed. I am still like, no, man, I've seen too many movies, and I don't want somebody to grab my feet. But, you know, it's one of those situations that, you know what, it's what's missing, I think, is fun. And I wish people would just – go out there and paranormal investigate. Yes, be serious, but you know what? At the same time, have some fun and make new relationships with the other side and also this side. I mean, it's, you know, I miss it. You know, I miss the fun. I see people stressing out. I see people, you know, whatever it may be that's going on, and I stay out of everything. I've been told by Brian Murray from Ghost Hunters, you know, it's one mentor of mine that I think he's an amazing young man, is he told me something to do, and this, just do you. Just do you, because I always want to help everybody. If I see somebody down and out, I'm like, oh no, I got to help them. If I see somebody being so-called, let's say, bully, oh, I got to help out, you know. And I have to learn to keep my nose out of stuff, because it just, you know, there's no need to jump into something that's not my business, if that makes any sense at all.
Yeah, completely. I mean, I agree with you. I think, you know, obviously the paranormal, dealing with the afterlife and death, is a very serious topic, and, you know, there always has to be respect in it. But I think that when you take things too seriously, it's not fun for the ghosts. If I was, you know, passed on, I don't want to talk to someone who's acting like I'm in an interrogation room in a police station. That would just make me uncomfortable, and it's already a difficult situation. So I think, you know, making it fun for the investigators makes it also interesting for the ghosts. You know, that kind of energy is something that, you know, people in real life and, you know, who've passed on want to feed off of. And, enjoy situations. And I think that's so important, to just not make everything so serious, even though it is a serious topic.
Right.
Always having that in mind, but always keeping the fact that, you know, with it being serious, these spirits, if they do know they're passed on, don't want everything to be doom and gloom either.
No, absolutely right. You know, and everybody has their glitch, what they like to do. You know, and if I can just input on this, is I usually bring, no, not usually, I bring all the time our board games. I bring Battleship. I bring, you know, Chutes and Ladders. I bring old games that maybe that are easy to play, of course. But, you know, how I investigate is, my thing is I investigate to give, it gives me hope that there is, which I already know and you already know, there is something after the after you leave here. There's absolutely 100% something after you leave here, 100%. And I do believe that, you know what, let's make it fun while we investigate. You know, I bring, like, Battleship. I've got an EVP. I was investigating with a few people. We're playing a board game. And I think we're playing Trouble, I think. And, you know, this was, you know, I know everything's about validation. Now, we did have validation. We had, you know, I was working with Jim Martin, a really great guy. And we did his board game. And I remember the three of us were pulling out some colors, like red, blue, yellow, purple. I don't even remember. And I remember we got an EVP because we left the EVP recorder playing, and we got this EVP, which was really great that everybody was around. There's a bunch of people around us, which made it great because there's absolutely no opportunity for anybody to fake it, let's say. And what we got was amazing. We got this EVP voice of a man that says, I think it was like, I don't want to do it the wrong way, then I'll sound like a liar. I'm red. I think it just said, I'm red, like that. And we're like, oh, my God, that wasn't me. That wasn't you. That was you. There was three girls and myself, I think. And I go, and we were all blown away. So if you give the spirit world, you know, they want to have fun too. And, you know, the last thing I want to do is I don't want to make the spirit world, or like, I don't want them to be in pain. As far as we know, it's, you know, what if, you know, I don't know, what if our flashlights, that's really ridiculous to say flashlights, but, you know, what if we're hurting them when we go investigate? And because, you know, I don't know, it could be anything. It could be loud noises. We're being too loud. Maybe it hurts their ears. I mean, I don't know. And that's what makes us feel so beautiful, because we don't know. So when we investigate, or not, is make it fun. Just make it fun. Play some games. Tell some riddles. I read books, you know, storybooks. If I think there's children there. You know, you just gotta have respect. And, you know, I treat others how I want to be treated, and I treat the paranormal field and also the other side of the veil. I think we all just gotta remember that, you know what, they were here once. As far as we know, they are still here, just in another dimension. What if we don't die? What if they're still there and we just can't see them? You know, what if? And what if? So why don't we just do it with respect and have some fun and play some music? Not ask the same questions over again. You know, it's like, what is your name? You know, or something like that. You know, the questions might get kind of boring to them after being here for hundreds and hundreds of years. We don't know. So make it different. So we, you know, play games, tell riddles, dance. You know, dance is great energy. It's just so many things that we should do, and just remember that they're not just ghosts. They're just on the other side of the veil, and they're still living. They're still there, you know. So let's have some fun and treat them with respect. That's how I work my days when I investigate.
For sure. I mean, that's a great way to look at the paranormal, because it is just so important that you take in really the feelings of the spirits too. You know, you want to find out more about their life and, you know, see if you can help them, but sometimes the best way to help is just making them feel more comfortable in a situation. I do
Absolutely.
Know we have to take a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back with more questions.
Yeah, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. And again, today we welcome clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, claircognizant, Reiki practitioner, ordained minister, paranormal investigator, as featured on the Kennedy Mine episode of Ghost Adventures, George Shoplin. Everyone visit Facebook and Instagram, Our Paranormal Journey, and on Twitter at G Shoplin. The Ghost Host Show with Sophia Tempoli on LiveParanormal.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Rick Hayes, the psychic medium, life consultant, author, and lecturer, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Tempoli, on LiveParanormal.com. Believe.
Woo! Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the paranormal rock star, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on LiveParanormal.com.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
This is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Not only am I Dave Schrader, but I'm Dave Schrader of Travel Channel's The Holzer Files, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. I feel left out. I wanted to throw myself into your mix of voiceovers now.
I love it, you know. It's almost like we didn't leave break.
That's right. Poor Dave Schrader left out everything. But not this time. Next week, he's going to be on the show on the 11th promoting the Discovery Plus special Demon in the White House. That's coming right up. Trying to unmute everybody as we speak. And here we go. It's still toggling. Sophia and George, we have you both in now.
Awesome. I love this show.
Hey.
I love this energy. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Sophia.
Oh, no, thank you. I was just going to say thank you so much, you know, again, for coming on today. It's great talking to you, and I just love hearing your stories.
Oh, God, no, I feel like a dork. I mean, I really do. You know, it's one of, I hate the word I, like I said. It just sounds like I'm just an individual player when I'm just I'm a team player. So I have a hard time saying I, so I do apologize.
Oh, no, it's all good. You know, we really appreciate you coming on and, you know, just hearing more about your side of the story and your journey with the paranormal. And speaking about your paranormal journey, you and your wife, Cara, started our paranormal journey. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how that came about?
Yeah, that's something that Cara put together. My wife, Cara, put that together. You know, our whole situation with our paranormal journey was something that, you know, we wanted to travel to different locations and share opportunities that maybe places that we can get to that someone else may not be able to get to. And, you know, that's our way of maybe giving back. Cara, you know, which makes it nice, it balances everything out with our paranormal journey is, you know, she's a Reiki master. I also have been trained by her being a Reiki, almost there, not quite there yet, being a Reiki master, but it does help. It keeps our journey so evenly balanced, and us by just our paranormal journey is just another way of, I guess, just to give back to the paranormal field, you know, and maybe just see locations that were an opportunity. Let's say we're in California that somebody else may not be able to see that lives back east, and just share with them our experiences, and maybe they one day maybe can come out here. But it's just our way to give back.
I mean, it's great that you both do that together and really can share the paranormal with each other, because it's so nice when you have someone you can really trust, you know, wholeheartedly on investigations, you know, to either help you debunk something or, you know, just be able to confirm that what you saw and what they saw was true and accurate.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, it does help a lot. And on a serious note of that, you know, having, you know, us investigating together, it is most important about safety. You know, I've been so thankful to her, because so many times I've had, you know, you may have a spirit that, you know, may be messing with you, and she could tell that, you know, or I can tell vice versa, that if she's not acting right or I'm not acting right, and be able to maybe pull them off and bring them outside and do whatever we need to do to help each other. So it does help a lot. Being investigators together as a married couple, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it really is so important just to have that trust, whether you're on a team or with a friend. It is just really useful, and I think it's really nice that I've been able to investigate, you know, practically my entire life with my parents, and so it's just nice when you have that bond with someone that you're extremely close to and, you know, can share your stories, and they don't look at you weird because they understand and just get it.
Well, I get teased a lot, though, because yes, you're absolutely right. The one thing, though, it makes it fun is I get startled a lot. I mean, like, it could be mm-hmm. a buzzing fly going by my ear in a dark location, and I don't freak out, but you'll hear this guy scream. It's one thing about me that I've tried to control many a times, but, you know, when we're doing our investigations and we go back on EVPs or whatever, she's the first person laughing at me because I get so scared.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes it fun. It does make it fun to have this journey with, you know, your loved one. It makes it much more special, if I may say.
Absolutely. And I mean, that's part of the fun of investigating, you know. If you do get startled, you have your friend or, you know, loved one to make fun of you. I mean, I'm really accident prone, so I'm sure if I was on an investigation and I tripped, I mean, first off, oh, are you okay? But then after that, like, oh, wow, you're really clumsy. And that's what I have to work with.
Oh, no, absolutely. You might as well wrap me up in bubble wrap because I feel exactly the same thing as you. I don't fall down as much, but I'm the same way as you, if I may say. I just when it's real dark out, I need to slow down a little bit. And my thing is my energy is always like full throttle, and I got to watch out for walls or doors and I've crashed into a few myself. So it's kind of funny.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very observant, but I'm also oblivious at the same time. Like, that would be shocking. That's a weird combination, but that's just how it is. Like, my mom's like, oh, the doormat needs replaced. I'm like, no, it looks fine. She's like, you think that looks fine? I'm like, I haven't really noticed it, but, like, I'll notice, like, every other little detail. So I'm, like, really observant and oblivious. So I can notice 10 different things in a room, but I will also walk into a door frame. So
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. Okay?
No, it's okay. You can. It's okay. You definitely can. Yeah, that's just how it is for me. You know, I'm just a little clumsy. I mean, one of my favorite moments on an investigation, this wasn't me personally, but I get my accident prone nature from my mom. And we were investigating a local college, and everyone we were with was trying to sit on this tree branch, and my mom tried to as well. And my dad and I were off investigating, not super far away, but far enough where everyone was shadows in the distance. And I just see this shadow fall out of a tree. And I'm like, I feel like that was my mother. And I go over and she's laying on the ground. I'm like, Mom, you good? She's like, yeah, I'm great. I'm like, you need help up? She's like, no, I'm just going to lay here a minute. I'm like, okay, then. I literally just saw this shadow.
No, I mean, it's that memory that you have of your mom, I don't know why I said mom. Jeez, what movie did I watch last night? Of your mom. I mean, that's a great fun. That's just fun, you know. So that's good for you. Those are great memories. And that's where, you know, that's one thing that, you know, again, I'm here to, again, such an opportunity to be with you guys today. But that's what we need to do is have fun. Have fun, you know. And that sounds like a great memory with you and your mom. There you go, mom.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a good memory, especially because she wasn't injured. That's just how it is investigating with us.
You guys are, I know you can't give up exactly where you're at, but you guys are down south in LA area, is that correct?
Yeah, we're kind of towards the beach, like the Long Beach area.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. No, I was in Huntington for a while, but we're in Brentwood. We're in Brentwood up here in Northern California, so I get it.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun just investigating and, you know, getting to spend that time, whether it's getting startled or falling and, you know, just being able to share that. Go ahead.
No, please. That was rude of me, Sophia. Please, go on.
I was just going to say that I know you also, speaking of, you know, talking about ghosts, you are doing Ghost Talk Show with Angie Mitchell. Can you tell us a little bit about that too and how that all came about?
Yeah, so, yeah, every Sunday night, it would be 7 o'clock my time in California and 9 o'clock back east. How about starting out? Angie and I, we're friends on Facebook, and, you know, we just started talking, and it's the respect we have each other, and she gave me an opportunity, another opportunity, just to talk to people about, you know, anything about paranormal. There's absolute, as long as it's respectful. But that being said, it's just two people, you know, just that get along really good, and we have fun time. And again, fun is what it's all about in the paranormal or in life. But her and I, you know, we it's an opportunity. We start up again tomorrow on Sunday, tomorrow night, and we took a little break because she's been moving, and we kick it back in gear tomorrow with who do we have tomorrow? We have Brian and Rochelle, and what we're going to do from Ghost Hunters, of course. Mm-hmm. You know, she gave me an opportunity. This is her fifth season. And, you know, I'm just there to, God, she's remarkable at what she does. And I'm just there to maybe be a goofball or, you know, or just talk to people and meet new people in the paranormal field. So as long as she doesn't fire me, I am good. I just look forward to chatting and meeting new people. And, again, tomorrow, we have a couple of great people on. And it's right before the Vegas trip that we're all heading up to next weekend. Actually, for the, I think it's the, it's in Vegas. I don't know the exact title of it, but it's Parunity. Definitely all about Parunity.
Yeah, the Las Vegas Parunity Convention. I mean, it looks like a great event, and there's so many people that are going to be there. So, uh-huh. I mean, it's really cool, you know, that just everyone's coming together like that. I think it's probably the biggest paranormal event in a really long time, if not ever, just with the amount of people going. And I think it's really nice just to see everyone come together like that.
And you know what? It's going to be great. You know, you're absolutely right. It's a great opportunity. It's probably one of the biggest, you know, people being there, you know. And what it's really great is everybody already has an understanding that it's about Parunity. And Parunity, I am firmly 100% on board. I always have been. And it's just going to be a great opportunity to have really a good vibe and a beacon of light at one location that everybody's there for the same reason. And again, to have fun and all about Parunity. I mean, that's unity. It's just something that is needed in the paranormal field. It's probably the lead ingredient to be a paranormal investigator is just to have unity with each other and have fun.
For sure. I mean, it is just, it's really great, you know, that people are, you know, from TV all the way down to, you know, being new investigators get to go share experiences and just, you know, I mean, lots of people, you know, Vegas is a really cool, you know, vacation. I mean, there's so much to do there. So it's kind of just like a one-stop shop for all.
And this is the first, I've never been, you know what? I've never been to Vegas. So I've never been, and you're closer. So I'm a square, you know, I'm usually in bed by 9, 10 o'clock, mm-hmm. you know, I go to work and stuff. I'm not the type of person that thought I would ever go to Vegas, to be honest with you, because I just don't know what to expect. But again, it's a great location. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I look forward to seeing a bunch of people that I've met, I've never met actually, other than Facebook. So I'm going to be going into this, you know, just like everybody else, you know, like, oh my gosh, what a pleasure to meet you, et cetera, you know?
Absolutely. And I know we're coming towards the end of the show, so I have a couple more questions. But
yeah.
First off, where would you like to investigate the most in the world and why?
Okay, so reason right now is probably Waverly. I've never been to Waverly
mm-hmm.
Hills. It's definitely on my bucket list. I got to get there. Each time I've tried to go, it just didn't pan out. And, you know, that's my location that I just, for whatever reason, after Ghost Adventures did it first, I just fell in love with it watching it on TV. It just looks so massive and just like, oh my goodness. And but that would probably be the location that I need to get to, like, how about tomorrow if I could? But that's my location. Right now I've been concentrating a lot. We've been knocking out, having a great time at the Nevada State Prison. Been going there a lot with Susan Bernard, and we haven't been there in a couple of months now, but if anything at all, that one's probably my number one right now. It's just so much. There's so much there, so many unanswered answers, if I may, at that location.
Definitely. And also, you know, you do so much in the field, and, you know, you are on all these shows and stuff, but where can people find you online, you know, Twitter, Instagram, all of that? And do you have any upcoming interviews or events that you would like to mention?
Absolutely. Thanks, Sophia. Actually, you can only find me. I took a lot of things off because I couldn't keep up with a lot of things, but all I have is Facebook. We also have Our Paranormal Journey, but Facebook is the best way to, I know it sounds, you know, it sounds ridiculous, but it's true. Facebook's the only way that you can get a hold of me and such. I get so many questions from people daily about paranormal or just life in general. But, you know, just Facebook. And, you know, as what's coming up, you know, just like everybody is, we have the Vegas trip coming up. We leave on the 9th, and we'll be there through the 12th. And then also we just got done today, just posted on Facebook, we're putting together another event that's going to be happening on March 19th, 2022, at the Nevada State Prison. We put one up about a couple of months ago, I think, and due to weather of all weekends, there was a big storm that rolled into Nevada, and we had to cancel it due to safety for everybody getting there. So we rescheduled it, and tickets have gone on sale or just basically just letting us know you want to be there for March 19th at the Nevada State Prison of 2022. And we're ending the year with, I guess, the end of the year, we're ending the year with the Las Vegas trip. And then, of course, holiday season, which we love. You know, that's one thing people might be a little upset, but I love Christmas more than Halloween. Sorry, guys. I love
Same
Christmas.
Here.
Okay. I don't want anybody to get mad at me. I'm a child. I'm a child. I love Christmas. I love what it represents. I love seeing people being absolutely just love. I love love, and it's an opportunity for people to come together, and I love seeing people being extra nice during the holidays. So that's, I apologize. Christmas is my number one.
Hey, it's totally okay. It's Christmas for me too. You know, I don't go to parties, so Halloween doesn't really do much for me. But
yeah, I don't either. I'm a square.
Yeah, I mean, for a 22-year-old, you would think I'd be doing more. I'm a gamer, so, you know, that's not really my wheelhouse.
No. You know what I found out about it? You know, real quick, if I may, I know you got to be cutting off. It was funny. The last show that I saw you on, it was great because I'm a giant San Francisco Giants fan, and it was so cute. If I can use the word cute, is I was trying to, like, you're on the board, and I was saying something about the L.A. Dodgers. I'm, oh, great game tonight. And I'm like, and you said something like, well, I'm sorry, I don't really know much about sports or baseball. I'm like, oh, my God, what's wrong with you? You know, the Dodgers are playing tonight. And I just want to say that to you. I just thought that was another thing about you. You and your family are so blessed. And for them to actually, you know, the people that actually know you, you're just such inspiration. You're so much fun. You're a firecracker, and you're a classy young lady. And I don't know, there's so much about you that it's just so awesome. So I had to say that today.
Well, thank you very much. I really do appreciate that. But, yeah, the sports thing, we, like you said, clumsy, and I'm a gamer, so it doesn't really work that
You're
well.
Awesome. You're awesome.
But I want to thank you so much for coming on today, George. It's been great talking to you. And, you know, you're always welcome back on in the future if you have anything you need to promote. And, yeah, just thank you again, and I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me on. I hope I didn't bore anybody, put anybody to sleep. Merry Christmas to everybody, and Merry Christmas, Sophia, to you and your family. Don't change anything about you. And again, thanks for having me on. I really highly appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Yeah, Merry Christmas to you too, and happy holidays, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks so much, George. Well, fantastic show today, Sophia.
Definitely. George was such a great guest. I want to thank you all for listening. The show definitely would not be possible without all of you, and I will talk to you guys again next week. Bye.
Yeah, and Merry Christmas to George and Cara. And I want to remind everybody, too, as he was mentioning, George and Cara will be at the Las Vegas Parunity Convention all next weekend. So tickets are available at, you know, I looked it up here, vegasparunity.com. So that's vegasparunity.com. And as he mentioned, too, March 19th, you'll have the event at the Nevada State Prison. So visit on their Facebook. I looked it up, too, as well, Our Paranormal Journey. So by search on Facebook, Our Paranormal Journey. And under the About section, you'll have George's direct contact information for details. And also, too, Facebook and Instagram, again, Our Paranormal Journey, Twitter at G Shoplin, for his Twitter account too as well. And he said mainly does everything on Facebook anyway. But upcoming, we have Ghost and Eerie Quad Cities author Michael McCarty next weekend. And also following that, we have Dave Schrader promoting Discovery Channel Plus special Demon in the White House. So that's the 11th next weekend. Also, Chip Coffee and Adam Berry promote the new season of Kindred Spirits. That's going to be December 18th. Also, Ghostorian Mike Ricksacker promotes his title, Alaska's Mysterious Triangle. That's his new title. He'll be discussing it about its release on January 15th, the first show coming out of the break. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming broadcasts. So like the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com, Facebook fan page. Great show, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Debbie S.C. on Ghost Adventures. You're listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.